Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Somebody gotta do it. Hey, let's go, Brandon. I keep a drum like I'm Nick Cannon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Please.
Clear that man a wreck.
What's the number one song in the nation? Is this the one that's
actually, yeah,
skyrocketing? Yeah. You cleaned it up for us?
I did.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
That's great, actually.
Now, members of Congress are doing Let's Go Brandon chants on the floor of the United States House.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got to do something. Got to do something to stay sane in the middle of the craziness. I have some good news,
though. The beat I was expecting, that's all.
It wasn't Todd 3 for a little bit. Todd is wearing the company colors today. He's got an iHeartMedia t-shirt on there.
Yeah. That'd be surprising. I'm here to surprise you. That's my thing.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
We're all looking a little fallish here with our attire today. You can watch us, by the way. Hello to all those folks that are tuned in watching us. The video feed of What's on Your Mind is right there.
Three faces for radio like I've never seen before.
On our social media and websites.
Yeah,
exactly right.
Who decided to make us TV people, for crying out loud?
Look at Todd's iHeart
looking good.
Sweatshirt there. Yeah. Well, is it a sweatshirt, yeah, t-shirt? What is it?
Sweater, and then I've got an iHeart jacket I actually wore to work, too. Cause...
Jacket, sweater, the whole deal right there. Huh. Wow. Very sporty. I feel a little underdressed in my gray sweater today. A little boring. A little boring today. All right, what are we going to do for you today?
If they find me staggering around, they can point me back in the right direction.
There you go. Grover Norquist is coming up at the bottom of the hour, and Grover is with Americans for Tax Reform. We have a scoop on Biden's bank snooping plan. Yeah.
Oh,
do you remember this, where it was originally for any transaction, $600 or more?
Yep.
And then they said, oh, no, dust silly. You don't need to worry about that. Now
rich people are going to pay for everything?
Now it's $10,000.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
But if you...
a little more reasonable, but still.
Well, but it's still a ruse. It's still a ruse because basically the $10,000 is cumulative deposits and withdrawals each year. So in other words, if $10,000 or more going in and out in a year, then they still can snoop. So they fix nothing. It's just a typical deception. Anyway.
So the only way to make a living and keep the IRS off your back is to deal in illegal narcotics and cash. Okay, good to know.
There you go.
You're really helping clean up the world, there, guys.
Go off the grid. More on that bottom of the hour with Grover Norquist, and I'm going to ask Grover, but I think it's a foregone conclusion that this thing is going to pass. It's just a matter of when and how.
And
they'll have their rah, rah, rah at some point. I don't think there's any chance that it stops because they just keep playing the games. Also, John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment will be here. Senator John Hoeven as well. In our last hour, 10:30, he'll join us today on the program. Next hour, bottom half of the hour. So any questions or comments you'd like to have us ask Senator Hoeven, get those in right away. You can text us 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. There's some good news. One of these surveys is out, and this one is, where's the best state to live off the grid? We're number two on the list.
Wow.
Came up tomorrow. I think that's good news. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right? Insulate ourselves from the crazy.
It's going to be if we keep having to answer to the IRS and stuff like that.
Yeah, I guess so. And then America's frontline doctors have been popular here on the program. We've had them on from time to time. And some of you have said, hey, we'd like you to get Dr. Simone Gold back on and some of the other frontline doctors. We've had them on through the whole COVID pandemic. Dr. Simone is on house arrest.
What?
Yeah, so she's...
Three minds think alike.
She's questioning whether or not we have any freedom in America anymore. I have a note from her on a disturbing list of how we've lost our constitutional rights. We're going to share that for you today as well. It is What's on Your Mind, so we encourage you to call us, and you can do that at 701 237 258-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text us at 701-237-1590. I have a pair of tickets for the prayer breakfast on Saturday. If you're coming to town for Bison football, there is a Strength of the Herd prayer breakfast that is happening on Saturday. And this is the Harvest Leadership Prayer Group. They put on an annual prayer breakfast that is really good. But this one is, I think, extra special because they have decided to highlight the role faith plays in the NDSU Bison football success. Kind of cool. So the Strength of the Herd, you know, for fans, you think, oh, it's a good football team. They've had great coaches over the years. They recruit great players.
Those championships didn't happen by accident, right?
Right. There's a faith element to all of that. So Kevin will take your calls. We'll take caller, what do you say, 7?
Yeah, 7 works.
Caller 7,
yeah.
Good number.
Yep.
If you call 701-271-1100, and we'll have those tickets for us for you right here at our studios in Fargo, okay? And for Saturday's Strength of the Herd prayer breakfast, I know there's folks listening all over the Northern Plains that are coming in for Bison football on Saturday, so you're already coming in. Might as well come just a little bit earlier and take in the prayer breakfast. We'll get you out in plenty of time to go over and tailgate and have a little fun for Bison football, okay? So give Kevin a call, 701-271-1100, free pair of tickets for the big event. Let's go to Brad in Fargo. First call on what's on your mind today before we get to our stack of stuff here. Brad, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott, what's the difference between Dr. Frankenstein and Dr. Fauci?
I don't know. Is this
trick
for a joke? Punchline here? Do we need a rim shot?
Dr. Frankenstein was fiction.
Yeah, good point.
Good point.
Dr. Fauci's a living nightmare, right? The real deal.
Exactly. He's the real mad scientist.
Yes. And it continues. Do you think the U.S. House of Representatives is going to, or the Senate's going to call him back and say you, you said there was no gain of function funding. Gain of function, by the way, is how you juice a virus. You make it worse. I never did that. Let me repeat. Never did that. Now the National Institutes of Health said, actually, we did do that. So I'd love to have him come up there and do a little tap dance. But he is a fair-haired boy to many of the Democratic majority in the Biden administration. So don't hold your breath. Jim in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Jim, take it away.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you remember that infrastructure bill that Heidi Hovind voted for. That opened the door for this reconciliation. If they wouldn't have voted that bill in, they wouldn't be going through this crap about all the other crap that's coming in. So that rhino, along with his rhino buddy, Kent Heidkamp, were a part of that 19 people, senators, that voted that infrastructure bill in that we didn't need at all. We have the money in the state budget and
It's one way to look at it, Jim. But let me remind you: number one, the bill was designed actual infrastructure, hard infrastructure. The bill they're fighting over now is they call it soft infrastructure. All that is a little game. So
yeah,
that
but still, if they wouldn't have voted that infrastructure bill in, they would need Republican votes to pass this one in. Now that they voted that first bill in, it cleared the door. They just opened the door. Now they're going to say, we didn't vote for this. Yeah, but you voted the goddamn first one in that opened the door for no votes needed by the Republicans.
Well, just again, the idea of that first infrastructure bill, which, by the way, has not been voted in. We passed the Senate. It didn't pass the House. So that bill is not in. It was designed
it
by
will
the
be
Senate.
In when they pass this other one, it'll all just be lumped in there.
Well, let's
it'll
hope
all
so.
Be lumped in.
I actually hope the first one passes because it's actual infrastructure. The second one is social change.
You're going to get this. And it was those gal darn 19 rhinos that voted this thing in. And why don't you run for office and kick one of those worthless senators out?
All right, Jim. Jim, I think, had something in his cornflakes today that made him a little on the ornery side.
I get it, though.
Does this mean you're not running, then? Is that what I'm hearing?
No intention of doing that. But let me just explain again. The strategy behind the $1.9 trillion that was actual infrastructure, all right, was designed to say, Democrats, you don't need to vote for that crap bill that's social change. You can vote for this. The House didn't go along with it, so that strategy, to this point, has gone south. But that was the idea. The idea was to peel off the reasonable Democrats and have something in there that was actual infrastructure. Mind you, how they paid for this was not, quote-unquote, free money by taxing the rich. It was, number one, using dollars already in a highway trust fund and taking COVID money that hadn't been spent yet and was dedicated to be wasted and actually put it into hard infrastructure. All right? This one is not infrastructure. So, again, a strategy that so far has been on the sidelines. But there are some facts that didn't get real clear on that whole debate. Anyway, appreciate the call and the passion, Jim. John's next.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
You are loved with an everlasting love. You are designed for excellence. You are not given the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Exercise your gifts in times such as these and fight the good fight with the power you were granted by the virtue you were designed for. Enemies, foreign and domestic, with no resemblance of creation, wish to make you a slave. Please exercise your freedom and stand tall. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com. Support America. Install a flag. And thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today on a MyPillow special of the day from Mike Lindell and his team at MyPillow. $19.98 right now on the standard MyPillow. That's normally $69.98, so that's a great deal. But guess what? There's great deals on everything right now. The sheets, the towels, the mattress toppers, all the MyPillow products, which come with a 10-year warranty. Talk about no risk. You're going to get one of those MyPillow robes. You're going to love it so much. 5 years down the road, something not exactly right, send it back, get a new one. 60-day money-back guarantee. That's how much they stand behind their products at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or FrankSpeech.com. A lot of unique specials at FrankSpeech.com, the home of free speech. Or call 800-506-9028. A guy by the name of Lesko Brandon won the first set of Harvest, did you say, Kevin?
I believe so, yeah.
Lesko Brandon. I have another set for you. That's an awesome name.
You are a giver.
You're darn right. And
so if you're a Democrat by the name of Brandon, how do you chant then?
I don't know. I think you don't do the chat. I think you don't do the chat. Anyway, we did earlier give away a pair of tickets for the Harvest breakfast, and I have some more. You know, people are going to be planning.
So call me. Yep. 701-271-1100 if you'd like to go.
701-271-1100. Okay.
And that's Saturday morning, right?
It is Saturday morning. Let's see here. Do I have any more details on this? I think I do. Saturday morning. It is the Harvest Leadership Prayer Breakfast. They do a prayer breakfast every year.
Yep.
And this year is specifically designed to highlight the strength of the herd, about the bison. So all those bison fans that are coming in are going to take this in. For the FMVCLA.com is where you can get more details on all this. Tickets are $20 each, so I got another $40 in freebies here for you if you call 701-271-1100 right now and take this in. It'll go from 9 to 10:30 on Saturday at the Fargo Ramada Inn Harvest Leadership Prayer Breakfast put on by the folks at the FMVCLA, Valley Christian Leadership Organization. And all the details on this at FMCLA.com. Got it? FMVCLA.com. We'll give away another pair of tickets right now. Maybe some more tomorrow to take it in on
Dan,
Saturday.
Dan wants to go. Dan, you want to go on Saturday morning?
Yes, we do.
Dan, where are you from?
Minot.
Perfect. Coming in for the football game on Saturday. Well, we're going to take care of you, all right?
All right, sounds great.
And if you want to win some bison bling, hang on, Dan. Don't go anywhere, okay? You're coming in for the for the bison game. Remember, there's next day game winners. It'll be drawn Saturday from our friends at PetroServe USA for not one, but two $500 gift cards. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And lunch specials today include the hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie in Valley City, meatloaf dinner in Harwood, West Main Avenue, West Fargo today, meatloaf, tater tot hot dish on MP Avenue. Glendon has meatloaf as well today. So there you go. That's good stuff. All right, let's get to John on the road on what's on your mind. 2580550 to tell us what's on your mind. 701-258-5011. I'm sorry, 0550. 701-258-0550. Text us at 701-237-1590. Go ahead, John, you're up.
Yeah, hey, Scott. Say, I tagged you in a Facebook post on Facebook, of course, and I was wondering if you would be able to see that.
A lot of people do, and I don't always see all of them just because so many people do, and I think it requires me to say, yeah, it's okay to put it on the Facebook page, so I don't always see them to answer your question. But you can tell me what it was about.
Absolutely. So finally, I don't know how it happened, but a group of doctors and scientists got together as a panel and went over COVID and ivermectin and a little bit of the psychological side of masking people and kids, and it's about a 45-minute watch. I don't know if I could try to get that to you another way. Not
is this like a is it like eight doctors and they're all kind of going back and forth. They're on like, I think I've seen it, if it's the same one,
correct,
because a lot of people sent it to me, and I forget where it was at. It was at some kind of a conference. They're sitting outside and bantering back and forth. It's very good. But how long is it? About 45 minutes, I think?
Yeah, this group is indoors, and they kind of have like a, I don't know what you, I guess like an MC or a guy kind of leading the group going back.
Yeah, I think I've seen it. Yeah, I think I've seen it. I know what you're talking about. And it is very good. And by the way, it's just doctors being doctors, giving their opinion, which is, you know, kind of unique. I'm guessing Facebook probably didn't allow you to share it and probably wouldn't let you post it either, John.
You know, I did post it, and I should have looked on there a little better to see what the name of it was before I came on here, but I'm on the road. But I don't know if people can try to find that, but man, there's a lot of good information on there. And like you say, it's just doctors and scientists. And some of it's, you know, they do have some numbers that are backing some of their findings up. So it's not just, well, this is what I think or what I believe. It's, you know, they're like, no, this is how many trials we've had on this and that. And it's really good. I would encourage people to try to, you know, find that and watch it.
Without question, the greatest danger through this entire COVID pandemic has been the idea that somehow only one viewpoint is allowed.
Yep.
You know, only one narrative is allowed. That is beyond un-American. It is chilling. It is and very, very dangerous. The idea that no other opinion is welcome here. That you can just, you know, take one opinion. I mean, whenever that happens, it's very chilling. I happen to think it's one of the reasons that North Dakota has a low vaccination rate. People are creeped out by this cheerleading and vax shaming and you will, you must, you shall. Same thing with the vaccine mandates. They are having the opposite effect that they're intended to have.
One of those individuals is a psychologist, and they directly blame the media for a lot of this. And I think they're right. So, anyway, thanks, Scott.
We did see the same one. We did see the same one, John, because it also has a psychologist on. I'll repost it. I don't know how many people see it. I think anytime you post anything that isn't Fauci-like on Facebook, then you are guaranteed to be censored, filtered. What do they call it when they put the thumb on the scale, Kevin Todd?
Oh, and yeah, they put the thumb on the scale.
They do something with the feed where they're, you know, suppressing who sees it, you know.
Yep.
So there's
censoring.
Little game. Yeah, I guess it is censoring, really.
There you go.
When they're deciding if it's, yeah, let's just call it what it is, right? More on What's On Your Mind when we come back. The great Grover Norquist of Americans for Tax Reform. What will the IRS be doing in this new social infrastructure
bill? Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A search warrant released Monday has shed light on more of the events that led to Alec Baldwin firing a prop gun that killed a cinematographer and wounded the director on a New Mexico movie set last week. Reports are indicating multiple previous misfires of the same prop gun Baldwin used led multiple crew members to walk off the set just hours before the tragedy. Amazon warehouse workers in New York City filed a petition on Monday with the National Labor Relations Board to hold a vote on unionization. The petition comes 6 months after an organizing effort was defeated at Amazon's distribution center in Alabama. Ohio Attorney General David Yost filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration Monday over a Trump-era ban on abortion referrals that President Biden overturned earlier this month. The lawsuit aims to reinstate the measures. Number one, must be financially independent of abortion clinics. And number two, refrain from referring patients for abortions. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back to my youth show.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah, me too. Before the top of the day, yes? Who is it?
No, that's Head East.
Oh, it's Head East. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
From the Garage Band days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. We got Captain Kevin on the bumper music today. Todd the Radio God Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, super producer Chris Larson. Hey, it's Scott Hendon here. This is What's on Your Mind, John and Minot, before we get to Grover Norquist. Go ahead, John. What's on your mind?
Yeah, my brother who got COVID, he had both shots and took the booster, and he still ended up with COVID. He said the only reason he went and got checked out is he couldn't smell anything or taste anything. Rather than for that, he felt normal, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody should believe that by taking the vaccine, you're not going to get COVID. That narrative has changed. From the beginning of this, what many doctors would tell you, and we've had them on this program, is that your chances of getting the worst of the worst, meaning a ventilator, being hospitalized, being, life-threatening situations, is reduced by taking the vaccine. So I assume since he didn't know he had it, other than the taste and the smell, he'd probably be in that category. So, again, I don't want to play a doctor on the radio. I encourage people to talk to a doctor they trust and make a decision best for their health. And get out of this idea that politicians or unnamed bureaucrats in some health bureaucracy somewhere know best for you and your health. But we also ought not silence anybody that has a different opinion, because that's un-American, in my opinion. Grover Norquist is here from one of those happy warrior organizations on the front line of sounding the alarms of what's happening to us in Washington, D.C. these days, from Americans for Tax Reform. Senator John Hoeven next hour. Questions or comments for either, welcome at 701-258-0550. Text us at 701-237-1590. Grover, welcome back. How are you?
I am doing well. Good to be with you.
So we're going to talk a little bit about this IRS provision that's in the catch-all trillion-dollar whatever-it-is social change that the Democrats are ramming through. By the way, do you have any doubt that this is going to pass? Just a matter of when? And I mean, they have to – they're queued up to vote on this thing. Obviously, they're playing footsie with a couple of senators. But, it's, you know, something is going to pass that they can run around and spike the football over, isn't it?
Something bad is going to pass. There will be a tax increase. They're trying to decide whether to raise the cost of gasoline and home heating oil. There's some objection to that because that's kind of painful. The president wants to increase the corporate income tax so that investing in China was more profitable than investing in the United States. There's a certain number of Americans find that offensive and probably not a good idea if you want to keep your job and have jobs for your children. Then they're you know, the other taxes they're looking at, they want to tax imaginary income. They want to say that when the value of your house goes up, that that is an unrealized capital gain and you should pay taxes on it. Now, you may have to borrow money against your house to do that or sell the house or your 401k. This is the new idea they have, that when the value of your 401k goes up, even though you don't have a dollar to spend, it's all inside the stock, they say, well, we say that that's kind of the same thing, so we will tax you as if you had cash sitting around, and you'll have to go sell some of what's in your 401k in order to pay the taxes. Of course, if the stock market goes back down, you're kind of screwed. So they keep doing – they're different things. And this other one, as you were saying, is trying to have the federal government look at every check that goes in and out of your bank account, and because maybe they'd like to look at it, and who knows who they'll share it with. The IRS has a very bad habit of sharing people's private information with political groups that attack them.
Yeah, this is really the classic, you know, ruse that is so common in Washington, D.C. There was a lot of hubbub over the fact that any transaction of $600 and more would give them the right to snoop. I don't even know how they do this. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, the metadata they would need to pour through and decide how to, you know, whatever. But the $600 transaction was painful. You know, Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, got asked about it. They all tried to poo-poo it. So they said, oh, no. It's $10,000. It's not $600. We changed that. But everybody missed something very important in the fine print. What was it, Grover?
Well, $600 is the size of a check going in and out, one check. $10,000 is how much goes in and out of your bank account in a year. So if you are the average renter paying $1,100 rent a month, after 9 months, 10 months, you become one of those multimillionaires who they can look at all their stuff. So it's not a $10,000 check going into your bank account. It is $10,000 in and out over the course of the year. Once they get this rule set up, they can change those numbers down to 50 cents if they want to. The banks are fighting it because they don't want to have to spend all that money well, first of all, they don't want to irritate their consumers by taking away all their privacy, because people will blame the bank when your stuff is leaked by the IRS. But it's also extremely expensive, so it'll make the cost of banking higher for consumers, and the banks think this is a bad idea. But once they put this, you know, they've done it all, and now they can look at everything easily, it costs nothing, and it's easy to say, we'd like to take a look at each of those checks, thank you. And here's a list of people we'd like to investigate, because they don't need to get a warrant. They don't need to say, we think you're cheating on your taxes, so we get a warrant. You can do that now, right? You can do that now. What they want to do is go look at everybody's stuff and then think about what they might do. It's like saying the police should be able to walk through everybody's home because somebody might have marijuana inside.
Oh, my gosh. This is incredible. And it's amazing how quick the heat gets turned off, isn't it? Because this is really no different. The 600 versus the 10,000 cumulative is no different.
Oh, here's the good news. It's overwhelmingly Republicans, Democrats, independents want nothing to do with this. You saw the Florida, Crist used to be the governor of Florida as a Republican, became a Democrat, ran for Congress. He's a Democrat congressman now, wants to run for governor again. Because he's running statewide, because he's running in 22, he said, I'm not voting for this. This is crazy. Well, now it only takes three more Democrats to say that, and it doesn't happen. So watch your Democratic congressman. They can stop this stupid piece of legislation, this piece of the bill, tomorrow. If all the Democrats in your state said no, if three of them said no, it'd be over. So they own this. They're doing this unless they stop it.
Well, is that possible? Are they going to piecemeal this in separate votes?
Oh, not separate votes. You just say, I'm not voting for the whole thing unless you take this out. If they don't, then they did, in fact, vote for it. Now, there'll be some people who might say, oh, I didn't like that part. Yeah, but you voted for it. So anybody who votes for this needs to be talked to by the electorate in 22. And that's one of the reasons Democrats are talking about rushing everything through, because they think they'll likely lose the House, maybe the Senate, because people didn't. When they voted for Biden, they were voting for the boring guy who didn't have orange hair. And what they got was a bunch of crazy people with very left-wing views who are sticking stuff in front of Biden to sign, I guess. And this is not who Biden used to be, but it is what his presidency is doing and what Nancy Pelosi wants and Schumer, the senator from New York, wants.
But it's not going to cost any, Grover, so why are you worried about it? Zero.
Well, when I heard them claim that a $3 trillion spending spree didn't cost anything, I said, you know what? They must not think that what they're spending the money on is of any interest to the American people. Because you think if it was a bill that they were proud of, that people really wanted, they would be bragging about what's in it. Instead, they're hiding what's in it and saying, pay no attention, it's free. Right? If you went into a store and they said, here, take this, it's free, would you say to yourself, this must be good, it must be valuable, it must be something I want? Or would you say, they don't want to tell me what it is?
Don't pay a cent. Not a single little red cent.
Yeah,
that's a creepy Joe there with his whisper whenever he's talking about how it doesn't cost you anything.
Rich people are going to pay for all of it. Didn't you hear?
Now, don't they have to score this, though? Don't they have to have the Congressional Budget Office agree with that crazy math?
They're supposed to, but they can get some phony numbers out of them. They did for Obamacare a little bit. Now, there's a limit to how much phoniness they're willing to put up with, but you can get some. They will claim that they're going to raise X amount of money this way. You know, if they could, they'd have done it before. They have in the past said, we're going to hire an extra 100 or 1,000 IRS agents, and this will get us $1 trillion. It never has. They've never, with more agents, gotten significantly more money. They want $80 billion worth of hall monitors, IRS hall monitors going around, 87,000 new IRS agents, which is more than all the sailors on all of our aircraft carriers. You could fill three Roman Colosseums with social distancing. I mean, this is a lot of IRS agents, and they're just not going to get the money because they've never been able to find more money. And it's an imaginary thing that they've just made up in order to say, well, imagine we'll get the more money, we'll spend it, and then it won't cost you anything. If we spend it and we have imaginary taxes paying for it, it's free.
Thankfully, it seems like people are awakening to this. I mean, the president's poll numbers are free-falling. I just saw a comparison to February from February to now that is, he's down everywhere. Most alarmingly for them, I would assume, with independents.
Independents have collapsed.
Yeah, and that's got to scare the daylights. All of those people have to vote for this, no?
It is scaring them, and that's why you're seeing people stepping away from it. Now, on the other hand, there's a lot of pressure from organized labor and the labor unions and so on, telling people, you want to be primary kid? You know, fight us on this. Do what we want or we'll get you. And by the way, we can take care of you. We'll find you some, no-show job if you lose the next election.
What do you see this doing to the economy if they pass it? Mitt Romney, I'm not a big Mitt Romney fan, but yesterday a pretty good interview on Fox News saying, the idea that we don't want billionaires starting businesses here is going to be loud and clear if this thing passes. So there's a lot of dollars that'll leave, a lot of investment that'll leave. What overall, the impact on the economy, what do you think it'll be, Grover?
Well, the next generation of breakthroughs can come in another country. There are other countries that treat inventors not as well as we do now, but certainly better than Biden plans to. This is a big signal that the next generation of people who invented Google and Facebook, go do that in another country. Heck, in China, the taxes are lower than what Biden wants. Imagine that. You go to China to do your interesting work because they're less abusive of people who want to change the world and invent things.
Hold that thought. We'll talk about how you undo it brick by brick. Can you undo it brick by brick? With Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax Reform when we come back. Texter says, I want to go to New York City. Where can I get the details? You can text me for that, 701-237-1590. We're going December 7th, back December 11th. You can also email ScottH@FlagFamily.com. ScottH@FlagFamily.com.
They say when the going gets tough, the tough get going. At OK Tire, we're here to keep you going. From Firestone tires and replacements to retreads and even Firestone tracks, we have you covered. Our certified Firestone experts are ready to get you back up and running, no matter if you're on site or in the field, saving you time and money. OK Tire, we keep the tough going.
PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner pizzas, two for $10. What a deal. Any size fountain pop, 49 cents all month is back. Two Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's salted nut rolls, two for $1. The giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Assorted t-shirts, only $9.99. And firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for $4 special and more. PetroServe USA.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and online at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. What do I need to know about a Hot Springs Spa?
That you need one. And 2021 is the year to get one. And we will, unlike many dealers, have them in stock. So you might have to wait a little bit, but they're coming. It's one of those things you will not regret.
Wellness is the key word.
Wellness is.
Folks, Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, Grand Forks, tell them Scott sent you.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake is no more. You got to do it with the lane. Are we back?
I've seen a lot of places. I've been around the world. I've seen some pretty faces.
The University of Mary is proud to announce a new degree offering. It's the Doctorate of Business Administration through the Gary Thorsen School of Business. U Mary, the first in the region to offer the accredited DBA, which is completed online and designed for the working professionals out there to elevate their careers and explore business as a force for good at U Mary. Use the promo code SCOTT, and U Mary will waive the application fee for the DBA and any of their other programs. Find out more at umary.edu/DBA. umary.edu/DBA. I did see Monsignor Richter yesterday. Monsignor Richter. I didn't see him, but there is a Monsignor Richter. I saw Jerome Richter and Monsignor Shea yesterday from the University of Mary. Of course, Monsignor Shea, the president of U Mary. One of those things where you're happy to see him,
but not where you're seeing them, because we were at a funeral for Ace Bryant yesterday, who left us all too soon. From a brain tumor at 60 years of age. But it was good to see our friends from the You Marry there as well. President Shea and Jerome Richter, Executive Vice President. All right, back with our conversation we lost our good friend Grover Norquist, you're telling me. Oh, okay. Grover dropped and evidently had to
We lost
had
the
to
call.
Run.
Don't say we lost Grover after what you were just talking about.
Exactly. Sorry. We didn't lose
the English language can be so confusing.
Thank you, Todd. We lost our connection with Grover.
I mean, if you say you lost your kids, that means one thing. They're probably lost in the store someplace. If you say you lost grandma, then it kind of means a different thing.
Darn we'll ask Senator Hovind at the bottom of the hour whether or not... the question I was going to ask Grover Norquist was, you know, how do you undo this? Looks to be on a fast track to pass. They don't need any Republican votes. What do you do once it's law? For instance, November 22, 2022, you take back the House, you take back the Senate. You just say, hey, let's have a vote to undo everything they did. When it's part of the reconciliation package, that was my big question for him.
Why would you want to undo all that good if it doesn't cost anything?
Well, it's free. Yeah.
Not a single little red cent.
No, yeah. Free. Absolutely
free. Free.
Exactly right. I promised to talk about North Dakota good news at the beginning of the show, so I can do that right now. We are the number two best state to live off the grid, according to a new survey. And so you could live a remote lifestyle. Remote meaning work wherever you'd like to work. Here is the... key metrics for the new North Dakota number two best state to live off the grid. You ready for this?
Ready.
All right. Crime rate per 100,000 residents, we're eighth. Natural hazards index, we're number one. Yearly average number of very hot days, we're 16th. Average value
this past summer or after this past summer?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how they start the clock there, Todd. Good question. Average value per acre of cropland, we're fifth. Road quality, percent of major roads in poor or mediocre condition, we're third. We're pretty good on that one. Suitability of electric, water, and waste laws for off-grid living, we're number one. There you go. The pandemic is not yet over. No better time to isolate yourself and go remote.
What was number one, by the way, from Alaska, probably, for living off the grid?
That's a good question. I'll check that
out. Or Hawaii.
Lawn Starter starts this.
They're the South Dakota.
They're the ones that did that. Will you be better if it's South Dakota, Tom?
No, I'm just saying, for some reason, my gut says South Dakota, but who knows?
I don't... know that everybody likes these.
Well, yes, because sometimes they're just like, you look at them and you go, really?
I think it's good we live where we live in these crazy times.
Oh, Texas.
So,
I just saw
it. Do I like it?
I just saw it. Yeah,
is it okay?
Texas, North Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and then Iowa. Iowa.
Why are you making fun of Iowa?
I don't know. It doesn't
of all the
like
places you got to be off the grid, you wouldn't want to live in
like
Iowa?
It. Alaska's not even in there, for crying out loud.
Where did South Dakota finish?
I didn't see that. It just has the top five here.
Okay.
Alaska is so far off the grid, it wasn't even on the survey, so maybe that's the real number one there.
Just be glad you live where we live, folks.
Amen.
I think...
South Dakota's 18th. Tied for 18th with Kansas.
I'll take some more people that like the patriotic, God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-revering people of North Dakota, and for others who share our values to come on in. But every time one of these lists comes up, I hear from people who say, shh.
Yeah. All right.
I like it how it is. Don't tell anybody else about North Dakota. We don't want anybody else. I am not of that opinion. I'll take some more neighbors as long as they... think like we do. Want to come in and isolate ourselves.
Tax base.
There you go. Exactly right. Come enjoy it. So take a victory lap, folks. We're top two best state to live off the grid, isolated from the wokeness, the craziness. Speaking of which, America's frontline doctors want you to know we've lost a lot of our constitutional rights. I know they'll surprise you. I have a list when we come back, and much more straight ahead.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.